Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The right of salvation and redemption. In this episode, these questions will be answered. One, what is redemption? Two, who is redemption prepared for? And three, is there a redeemer? And if so, who is he? Let's talk about redemption. This is the prayer of the needy, those in need of redemption. They say in Psalm 17, verse 1, hear the right, O Lord, attend to my cry. Hear the right and attend to my cry. This is directed to the Lord. I have heard the right, and I have attended to the cry of the needy. Let's move on. Job 6, verse 23 of the prayer, redeem me from the hand of the mighty. We have heard similar parts of this prayer. This is not strange to the prayer of the needy. Hear the right, O Lord, attend to my cry. Redeem me from the hand of the mighty. The prayer of the needy, those in need of redemption. He says in in the scripture, in Ruth 4, verse 4, he says, "For there is no one to redeem it besides thee." And let me read these. This in Ruth 4, 4. "If thou wilt redeem it," redeem it, talking about the needy. If you will redeem the needy, then redeem them. "For there is none to redeem it," or them, "besides thee." Who is he talking to? He's talking to the Lord. "Hear the right, O Lord, attend to my cry. Redeem me from the hand of the mighty. If you will redeem me, for there is no one to redeem me besides thee." Putting it all together. Psalm 25, verse 22. "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. I have observed that in the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, things that are associated with Israel, the people, the same things the black people are associated with. There is a strong relationship between Israel, the people Israel, in the Bible, and black people in real life. I also want to say this. The Bible speaks in real time. It speaks in real time. This is the prayer of the needy today. The prayer for redemption by the Lord. "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." And he says in Psalm 26, verse 11, "Redeem me and be merciful to me." Here is a clarification of the prayer coming from Luke 1, verse 74. Listen, that he, the Lord, would grant to us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him, the Lord. Let me read it like this. That he, the Lord, our Lord, would grant us redemption and salvation, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him, the Lord, our Redeemer. Let me read the prayer, hopefully without interruption. "Hear the right, O Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Attend to my cry. If you will redeem us, redeem us. For there is no one else to redeem us besides thee. Redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Redeem me and be merciful to me." That he, the Lord, this is what we desire, that he, the Lord, would grant to us salvation and redemption. That we are to this end, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, the Gentiles, alias white people, we, the redeemed, might serve thee. Other places they have said, we will serve thee. We will serve the Lord. Okay? That's the prayer. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has heard the prayer. He has attended to his people's cry. Who is this in need of redemption? It is the black people. They are called here in Psalm 25:22. They are called Israel, the Lord. Black people, the people of the Lord. Israel has been identified. The people of Israel have been identified. Get this. Redeem Israel, O God. It is clear who he's talking about. It is clear who he is talking to. In real time, right now, the cry is for redemption. The cry is to the Lord that he would redeem his people, the black people, referred to as Israel in the AVB, that he would redeem them from the hand of their enemies, the Gentiles, who are presently holding them, the black people, secretly holding them in captivity in real time. Now, First Chronicles 17:21. Right to redeem. First Chronicles 17:21. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel? The voice is still speaking to the Lord, like thy people Israel, black people in need of redemption. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, Israel? That's a question. Whom God went to redeem to be his own people. I have said, Israel, like the black people, the Gentiles have conquered. And the Gentiles are still holding black people secretly in captivity, even now, real time. So the speaker is speaking in real time to a real God about a real need of a real people. What one nation in the earth is like thy people? Black people, like Israel in the Bible. Isn't that something? Whom God went to redeem to be his own people. Ezekiel 21, verse 27. Listen to this. It says here, until he comes whose right it is. The people of the Lord are in captivity. Israel is in captivity and cries out for salvation. Israel, equal to the black people of today, who have a need, a real need for salvation and for redemption, until he comes whose right it is. It's the Lord's right to redeem his people. Who is the Lord? Tommy L. Hart. It is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's right to redeem his people. And his people, the black people, called Israel in the AVB, have a right to be redeemed, says the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. Black people are in captivity. They have a right to be redeemed. The Lord is their redeemer. The Lord has come. Until he comes, whose right it is the Lord's right to redeem his people. And his people have the right to be redeemed by their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Real time, real talk, real people, a real salvation, a real redemption, a real redeemer. This word, redeem, what does it mean? It means to save. We've been talking about that before. Redeem, to save. Redemption, a synonym for redemption is liberate, deliver, save, rescue. Okay? So when the scripture speaks of redemption, what is it talking about? It is talking about salvation. Redemption and salvation. Those two words are interchangeable in the scriptures, in the AVB. They are interchangeable. To speak of redemption is to speak of salvation. And to speak of salvation is to speak of redemption. The Lord has come. He is exercising his right to redeem his people. Psalm 72, 13 through 14. He shall spare the poor and needy. He shall redeem them from deceit and violence. Did you get that? This is the Lord's work. Redeeming, saving, delivering his people called Israel in the Bible, his people, the black people. The black people of today. Remember, the Bible is speaking and it speaks in real time. It is speaking in real time to us today. The Lord's people have a right to be redeemed. Psalm 72, 13 through 14 again. He shall spare the poor and needy. He shall redeem them from deceit and violence. The Gentiles have deceived the Lord's people. The Gentiles have violently taken black people from their homeland and cast them into captivity. And through the years, they served for a while as slaves to the Gentiles. Slavery was finally abolished. And they came out. The Lord's people came out of slavery, but they were still in captivity. Black people, you are still, as I've said before, you are still held in captivity. Where? One place is in the United States of America. You are still held in captivity. It is so secret, so hush-hush, that the black people don't even realize in America that they are captives. They think they are equal citizens. And they push for equal acknowledgement and equal this and equal that, but they are captives. Regardless of what the Gentiles have seemingly given to them, they and the Gentiles are still captives. Let me read this. Ain't that America? Slavery and the international slave trade. Ain't that America? Giving black people a false faith. Ain't that America? Stealing black people from their homeland. Ain't that America? Overthrowing black people and casting them into captivity. Ain't that America? Secretly still holding black people in captivity. Ain't that America? Deliberately deceiving black people. Ain't that America? Mistreating black people time and time again. Ain't that America? A repeat of this one. Still secretly holding black people in captivity. Ain't that America? Psalm 130:130, verse 8. He, the Lord, shall redeem Israel. Well, the Lord's work is to redeem black people. Israel again. Israel and black people. Israel and black people. They are one and the same in the Bible. One and the same. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. The Lord shall he shall redeem Israel. Micah 4, verse 10. The Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Black people. The scripture says here, the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And you have this theme running throughout the Bible. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Black people, called Israel. Hear ye the word of the Lord. There is no other people other than black people who are like the people of Israel in the Bible. What one nation in the earth, that's real. What one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel? It's the black people. Israel went into captivity. Black people have gone into captivity. Israel fell at the hand of its enemies. Black people have fallen at the hand of their enemies. Israel is in captivity to the day. Black people are in captivity to this day. Israel and the black people. The Gentiles have tried to cover up the truth that Israel speaks to black people. And they have tried to make the Jews, those Gentiles who call themselves Jews, be the people of the Lord. That is so wrong. And they try to cover it up with lies. Hear me well. He shall redeem Israel. Micah 4:10, the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. So listen, black people. Psalm 31:5, thou hast redeemed me. Now the scriptures I just read, they are expectational. First we have the commandments, redeem me from the hand of the enemy, heal the right, O Lord. Redeem Israel out of all, O God, out of all his troubles. Redeem me and be merciful to me. That's the prayer. And we have the clarification that the Lord would grant to us, Israelites, the people of the Lord, black people, that we grant to us salvation, that we being delivered, saved, rescued out of the hand of our enemies, we That's what they've said before. We will serve him. Here in Luke 1:74, the word might is used. Might serve him. Now we have the expectation. He shall spare the poor and needy. He shall redeem them from deceit and violence. He shall redeem Israel. The Lord shall redeem thee, black people, from the hand of thine enemies. That's the expectation. What has the Lord done? Psalm 31, verse 5. I've told the people before, speaking of salvation, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has prepared what the Bible calls a great salvation for his people. All the people of the Lord, all the black people, all the Bible's Israelites have to do is obey the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and they come out of captivity. To obey is to be saved. To obey is to be rescued from your enemies. So you have the thing throughout the Bible, hear ye the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The prayer, the expectation. Now, what does it say the Lord has done? Out of all the things I have already done physically here on the earth, it says, the things I've prepared for black people, for those who are called Israelites in the Bible, the true Israelites, black people, the true Bible Israelites, black people, what one nation is like unto thy people Israel, it's the black people. Okay? Now we have the question, what has the Lord done? Psalm 31:5, thou hast redeemed me. This is the end, E-N-D. This is the end, that which is desired. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God, of truth. The Bible's Lord is a God of truth. And as he said last week, speaking to me and speaking to us in real time, that the Lord, their God, the black people, the people of the Lord's God, the people of the Lord, God, that this God is the God of salvation. If he's the God of salvation, he is the God of redemption. Right? Remember, salvation and redemption are equal and interchangeable. And he's talking to me, the Lord. He says, thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Luke 1:68, he says, the scripture says, he has visited and redeemed his people. Speaking of the Lord, he has redeemed, he has visited and redeemed his people. The Lord God has come. He has heard the cry of the needy. He has heard the cry of his people. And he has attended to their cry. And he has prepared salvation for them. All they have to do is receive it and obey his word. That's all. That's all. And I've spoken on that to that end several times before. Visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Knowledge is very important. The Gentiles have kept black people away from this knowledge of what I speak, of which I speak. They've kept black people away from the truth of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. What has the Lord done? Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. He, the Lord, has visited and redeemed his people, Psalm 106, verse 10, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The people, the Lord's people, have asked for redemption. They have asked for salvation, and the Lord God has answered them positively. And in a real way, he has provided salvation. He has given to them redemption. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 136, verses 23 through 24. The Lord, it speaks of the Lord, who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. What is the lowest state? The low estate of his people. His people's low estate is that of captivity. We can add some more words in there, but that's the chief word. His people are in a state of captivity. That's the lowest state spoken of in Psalm 136, verses 23 through 24. Who remembered us, the Lord, who remembered us in our lowest state, that of captivity, for his mercy endureth forever, and has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Black people, what are you waiting on? Your need has been met by the Lord your God. Salvation is not where you should be. You should be under your God, acting under your God, in your own land, having, enjoying, and defending your own liberty, and not that of another who has despised you, hated you, still hates you, and still despises you. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has acted in behalf of his people. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, black people, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say the Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say the Lord hath saved us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, Tommy L. Hart, our Lord, has brought to us redemption. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Black people, the Israelites of the AVB, the true Israelites of the AVB, black people, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that the Lord is good, that the Lord has redeemed them, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and listen, and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. The Bible calls for a unification of all the people of the Lord, a unification under the Lord their God. The Bible calls back black people to their Lord. Psalm 107, verse 7. And he, the Lord, led them forth by the right way. That's what I've done, the scripture says, that they might go to a city of habitation, have their own place, those who are scattered about, have their own place, their own land, their own dwelling place. That's right. That is only right. That which the enemy took away should be restored. They took black people away from their homeland. now hold them in captivity. Emancipation is good. They took the chains off, but that's not the end of the matter. The end of the matter is liberty for the people. Liberty for the people, black people, the true Israelites of the Bible. Same things the Israelites in the black in the Bible have suffered. Black people have suffered. Who? Let me move on. 1 Chronicles 13:4. For the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. What thing? The delivering of black people from captivity. That's right. Who would dare say publicly that it is right that like, that the United States is secretly holding black people in captivity? That's not right. That's not right, people. America, that is not right. President of the United States of America, that is not right. You are secretly holding black people in captivity. President, where are you? Congress, where are you? Black people, where are you? So the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. Captivity is wrong. The salvation and redemption of the people of the Lord is right. Proverbs 4:11, black people, I have led thee in right paths, saith the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 119:137, righteous art thou. Scripture says to me, righteous art thou, O Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and upright are thy judgments. The Bible declares me righteous in doing what I am doing. And it says, that which I am doing, calling for the salvation, providing for the salvation of my people, that which I am doing is right in the eyes of all the people. All the people, including the enemies of my people and myself, the enemies of me and my people, the Gentiles. It's right what I'm doing, black people. It is right what you should do. Obey the word of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, the God of your salvation, as declares the AVB. Well, that's it for this out for this time. Join me on Twitter at hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Do not forget to visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, black people. Get all that knowledge, that rich information, and obey it. Obey it. Talk about it. Talk about it to others, other black people. Talk about it. Get this thing going. Let's get this thing going. This thing called salvation and redemption. Let us get it going, people. Be courageous. Let's get this thing going. The thing of redemption and salvation. Join me next time when the judgment continues.